From Washington, this is VOA News. A driver killed 84 people and injured more than 100 others when he drove his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice, in the south of France, on Thursday night at a celebration for Bastille Day, France's independence holiday. 10 children are believed to be among those killed. The dead attacker, formally identified by police as a 31-year-old French-Tunisian who lived in Nice, has not been confirmed to be working for any militant or terrorist group. Through a translator, French President François Hollande says the attack has all the elements of a terrorist attack.
This attack of an undeniable terrorist nature is once again one of absolute violence. And it is clear that we must do everything we can to fight against the scourge of terrorism.
Hollande said France's state of emergency, set to end later this month, will be extended another 3 months. He also enacted Operation Sentinel, introduced after terrorist attacks in January 2015, that allows 10,000 extra military personnel to boost the ranks of security forces across the country. He said France will also strengthen its roles in Syria and Iraq. In the United States, the Republican Party's Convention Rules Committee struck down a proposal on Thursday that would have allowed delegates at next week's convention to vote for someone other than the candidates that won the state primaries and caucuses. Analysts say the Rules Committee has effectively quashed the so-called Never Trump movement's efforts to prevent Donald Trump from becoming the presidential candidate for the Republican Party. This is VOA.